I figured here on day one of our fill-in, I want to quiz two of my best radio friends in the world because we've been on the air together now as a full show for nearly 2 years.
That's right.
So surely you guys know everything about me because this is the it's me.
Okay.
Game show.
I better do good in this. I've known you since 2013. I consider you one of my best friends in the entire world.
You would be
in my life.
You would be considered a favorite in this game.
So Sean, I think you're going to do good too. No pressure. Pressure's on me though.
I've also known you since 2013.
That's true.
So I would hope
you have. So you have six categories here with questions worth 100 points, 200 points, and 300 points. So it is Jeopardy style. The six categories are questions about billiards.
Oh. All right.
MLB The Show cover athletes.
Okay.
All righty.
All things Kevin James, hip hop, The Ticket, and General Monty questions. That's, of course, is about my time in the military.
At ease.
When I was a general. So, Sean, since you are the underdog, we will let you pick the first category, and point denomination, our dear friend Baldy will be keeping score.
All right. I'm going to take General Monty for 100, please.
All right. General Monty questions for 100 points.
Ten Hut.
I loved one running back and one running back only in the early 2000s, which led to me wearing his jersey on the only cover of a magazine I've ever been on. Who was that running back?
Do we chime in, or is it just his?
We'll say, I guess it should be a chime-in thing since it is Jeopardy, but for now, Sean, you get first crack.
He said crack. I know this.
I thought this was a good, an easy one. I've talked about this guy quite a bit.
Chris Johnson?
Ooh, no. Can I steal?
Yeah.
That would be number 34, Ricky Williams. For the Miami Dolphins. And it was a white Dolphins jersey?
I've never seen this photo.
It was. But I've definitely mentioned a couple of times y'all have seen him at the Super Bowl, how giddy I was that he was there with you guys.
I've seen you in a Raiders jersey before.
That was a Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson. Okay.
That one I wore with Kevin James, but Ricky Williams was my man crush. All right, we won't do negative points, by the way, Baldy, so that's just 100 for Mino. And yes, from now on, chime in with your name. So now you have control of the board, Mino.
I will take MLB The Show covers for the first point denomination.
All right, for 100 points, this Cubs and Tigers middle infielder graced a cover for MLB The Show 20 well before Sister Jean struck
Mino
with her nasty slider.
Javi Baez.
That is correct. Javi Baez was the cover athlete in MLB The Show 20. Sean, you have control of the board.
Let's do Kevin James for 200.
All right, Kevin James for 200. Here Comes the Boom featured Kevin James as a husky but lovable school teacher who carried out his lifelong dream of competing in martial arts. As per usual, Kevin found himself entangled romantically with someone way out of his league. What Raina of Sunshine played his co-star in this film?
Do we get a year of the movie?
I remember the movie. I just don't know who.
Early 2010s.
Okay. Daddy knows this when he's raising his hand. He knows all the
stars. I gave you a little
stars.
Bit of a hint there at the end. It's a Raina of Sunshine.
Mino. Michelle Rodriguez. Not Mishra. The other Michelle Rodriguez. Or that Mishra. I don't know.
Sean, would you like the chance?
I have no idea.
So that Raina of Sunshine would be one Salma Hayek.
Okay.
Because what do you think of when you see Kevin James? Of course he's hooking up with Salma Hayek. All right. So since no one got that one right, Mino, you are still in control of the board.
I'm going to stay away from Kevin James and stick with MLB The Show covers.
All right. For, we'll say 200. This 2009 AL MVP became the first catcher to be featured on the cover of the game, earning honors in both 2010 and 2011.
Sean. Joe Mauer.
That is correct.
That's right.
Joe Mauer. Sean, you now control the board.
Let's do billiards for 100 just to see what's what that's all about.
All right. Billiards here in the It's Me game show for 100 points. This country is known for producing a number of all-time greats, including Efren Reyes, as pool is considered to be one of their top three most popular sports.
Mino.
Mino.
Spain.
That is incorrect.
I was going to say Mexico, but...
For the steel.
South Africa, I have no idea.
I knew the name would trip you up a little bit. We were looking for the Philippines. Philippines is a gigantic sport within the Philippines. How about a score update, Baldy? Yep.
We have Bass leading Mino 300-100.
All right, anyone's
step
game.
It up.
Sean, you are still in control of the board.
Let's do hip hop for 200.
All right, hip hop for 200. This is a audio question. This to me is the worst rap song of all time. If you know the artist and song title, chime in. I'm up here, Tyler. I know, I thought you'd get this pretty quick.
I don't know if I know this.
This is a pretty big hit during our day.
I don't know if I've ever heard this.
Keep it going a little bit. Is this the hook?
I don't want to hear this. Yes, this is the hook featuring Timbaland. Maybe when
he
gets to
no clue, man.
We'll get to the verse here.
Okay, I have a guess on who it is.
Okay, go ahead, Mina.
Flo Rida.
That is incorrect. I could see why you would guess that.
Because he was awful.
It is not Flo Rida. We were looking for Bubba Sparks.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Deliverance.
White guy.
Where he's rapping about his fishing pole. All right.
I still have control, right?
You still have control.
Let's do Ticket for 300.
All right. Ticket questions for 300 points. My first day here at the Ticket, I was brought on air as an intern with Bad Radio, where Bob Sturm said I reminded him of which since-passed WWE Hall of Fame wrestler?
Mino?
Mino?
This is just a guess. Is it Rikishi?
What a jerk.
He's not dead, is he? I don't know why I thought of Rikishi.
I don't think he is.
Rikishi was awesome.
Could have gave me X-Pac.
Sean.
It's not Rikishi, you ass.
Big Boss Man.
That's correct.
Okay, I can see that.
It was the Big Boss Man.
I guess that's a...
From Cobb County, Georgia.
That is a good pull.
He's serving hard time.
I had to look up who that was in front of Bob and make him feel old. All right, Sean, that's a big one for you. Where are we going on the
board?
What's
the highest point totals we have?
300. We still have that available for all other categories.
Yeah. Let's do Ticket 200.
All right, for 200, which now-defunct weekend show allowed me my first shot at hosting all the way back in 2014?
Mino. Oh, this might be a trick question. I remember your first show was a Ticket Sports Saturday.
That is correct.
Yes!
Ticket Sports Saturday with David Newberry.
Also the first listening. Show I hosted back in the day.
It had its place.
Yep.
Got that.
All right.
It's a good farm system.
Stew Cedar Snacks.
A good 200 points for you, Mino. You are now in control of the board.
We have any ticket left?
We have ticket for 100.
Let's go. Let's do that, yeah.
All right, to close out the ticket category, the Yeah Drop that is mostly associated with me is actually not me. I don't need a full name, but who is that?
Oh, Sean.
Yeah.
That's a Homer Call Godly?
We'll take Homer Call winner. It is a Homer Call winner.
I was trying to think of the school. Was it Godly?
I don't remember the school. I was trying to figure that out, but I don't know exactly
Alvarado,
who it was. But
somewhere.
It was...
Hell yeah.
A Homer Call winner.
All right, I got control, huh?
All right, Baldy, quick score update.
The Fish is up over the Man with the Hot Back, 700-300.
Okay.
Ooh, Mino, you got some work to do here.
All right, I will help Mino try to get back in this by going MLB The Show for 300.
All right, MLB The Show, this Dodgers outfielder was featured on the cover back in 2015, despite his biggest claim to fame being one All-Star appearance.
Sean.
Mino. Sean.
Cody Bellinger.
Mino for the steal.
2015.
His biggest
random
deal was he had one top 15.
Andre Ethier.
That is incorrect. I'm glad this one got y'all. I was looking for Yaziel Puig.
Oh, Puig. Damn it.
Which, by the way, he's joining us at 8:40 tomorrow, right, Justin?
Definitely not, because I'd like to continue
kind
working
kind of an off-air
week.
Bit we've done. Maybe.
No, he will not.
All right, let's go Kevin James for 300.
All right, Kevin James for 300. Kevin James's most iconic character, Doug Heffernan on The King of Queens, actually first appeared on television as the delivery driver slash friend of the main character
Mino.
On what?
Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
A big one for Mino.
Yeah, I knew that.
A big one for Mino. 300 points, and you are now back in control. Couple more here.
Do we have... We have billiards, right?
Let's do some 200 billiards. And 300 billiards.
Let's do the big monies.
For 300, this billiards event started back in 1994. It's taken place every year since. It's considered the Ryder Cup of pool, where the best of the U.S. takes on the best of Europe. We have had some of these people on our show, Mino.
The Moscone Cup.
What a great pull. I did not know if you would remember
that.
He is fighting back furiously.
I'm protesting that question. There's no way I could have known that.
I've mentioned it before. That's why it's a hard
pool
one.
Guy. I know my friends.
You're not a big pool guy.
Let's go more
cold war, right?
Let's go more big money.
Risk
it, no biscuit.
You can definitely get this one. This 1986 billiards film was a sequel to the 1961 film titled The Hustler.
Sean. Color of Money.
That is correct.
Yeah.
200 points there for you, Sean.
Let's go.
You're back in control.
All right, let's go General Monty for 200.
All right, General Monty for 200 points. When I fell at a bowling alley back in 2010, I cracked my hip trying to bowl my first 225 game. Shout out to Tyler. What unique request did the bowling alley manager tell the 911 operator?
Mino.
Go ahead.
Do I have to get it word for word?
No, but I need the gist of it right.
The way I remember this story, it was very much like the quote from Jaws, we're going to need a bigger boat. It was something along those lines, like maybe bring in some more people or a bigger stretcher.
We'll give that one to you.
We're going
to
need a bigger boat.
The guy leaned away so I couldn't hear him and said, make sure to bring some extra guys.
Oh, no.
So you already have a cracked hip.
Yeah.
Like, it's bad enough.
I'm laying there puking, and now I got to hear this guy giving it to me.
At least that didn't happen Saturday night at the Rough Riders game.
No. We were all good.
Bring in a bucket and a forklift, please.
We got a couple more here. I think we have three left. So we have Kevin James for 100, Rap for 100 and 300, and then General Monty for 200, so four.
Let's do General Monty for two.
Okay, this is for 300. Adult film star was the star of the film I was caught watching when my mom walked in on me wearing my nub as an earring?
I don't think I know this story.
Sean?
Can we get a year?
I'm just going to guess Alexis Texas.
That's a good guess.
It was not Alexis Texas.
Jenna Jameson.
I was looking for Mary Carey.
Okay. I was just thinking era specific.
It was a very awkward rest of that day. All right. We have actually three left here.
What's our update? Where are we at?
Yeah, where are we at, Baldy?
Mino leads by just 200 points.
Woo! Okay. And we have three questions left, Mino.
Let's do more General Monto if we have those.
We don't.
Okay.
We have
give me
Kevin
big money,
James.
Whatever big money is.
Okay, this is Rap for 300. Since this is we'll make this the final question here. Since this one can win it for Sean. I once dabbled as a rapper, of course, under the name of Crutches with a K and a Z, which involved me rapping alongside my dear friend Aaron Speedy Phillips in my mom's closet. The song makes me cringe more than anything. We're going to play it for you. You need to tell me the original song that I'm rapping over.
Hit the beat to the dead. The 1-2 combo hits. I chewed it up but didn't spit it out.
You're playing Fight Night.
I'll make the beat bleed. I'll make it scream, please. I'll beg for mercy until it needs me.
I don't think I can win because I don't know the song. Congratulations, Mino.
Alright, this is actually really good.
He said he didn't get it, so we can turn it down.
Dude, that's a really good rap.
It's not, though.
Mike Jones?
Okay, no. I was looking for Air Forces.
Okay. Air Forces.
By Jeezy.
Okay. So,
alright, so what is the final score, Baldy?
The final score, David Mino, 1,100 to Sean Bass's 900.
Sean, good game.
Yes.
We shake hands. Handshake line.
Oh,
Justin,
my God.
Very good
kill
job.
It with fire.